Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It is great to see you all here as we celebrate Called to Campus Sunday, something new that we'll talk about during the service. So welcome to you. Welcome to those that are visiting with us, and pray the Lord blesses you in this time of worship. The Book Bag Splash Bash is happening at the Archbold Community Pool this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. If you need book bag supplies, come on out. If you just want to come swim, come swim. Also, on Wednesday, the Archbold Area Ministerial Association is hosting another free day at the pool, so you can show up on Wednesday throughout the day for that too, I believe. Community meal this week is hosted by one of the teams from St. John's, and members, I have it right this month, members of the Archbold Fire Department are serving the meal, so we thank them for that. And we have a special announcement from the Mission Committee this morning, all the way from the back. They're doing multiple things this morning.
Good morning, everyone. So I am Kira, and then I'm also here with my husband, Ryan. And Back Bay Mission is the mission of the month for August. Now, Back Bay Mission and St. John's have been mission partners for years, with members of St. John's taking trips to Biloxi, Mississippi. The organization has a simple mission: to strengthen neighborhoods, seek justice, and transform lives. They provide various programs such as education, empowerment, and housing rehabilitation. I've asked Ryan to share his experiences with the mission from a volunteer perspective.
So I've gone on many trips with St. John's, week-long trips down to Biloxi, Mississippi to work with Back Bay. And there are a number of people here that have gone on those trips multiple times or just one time. But for those that haven't, we go down for a week. We stay at the Back Bay Mission headquarters. They have a volunteer place there for the volunteers to stay. And we do whatever jobs they have for that week. Most of what we have done is working with the housing rehabilitation. They do build new homes with working with the cities down there various times, but a lot of it is just trying to help people fix up the houses that they do have, because there is a lot of poverty down on the Gulf Coast, which is where Biloxi is, and through either, you know, stuff from the hurricanes and flooding and things like that, or, you know, termites, or just disrepair from not having the ability to fix things and to maintain the homes over time. So we've done a number of different projects. Our last trip in the spring, we worked at a house that had survived not only Katrina but Camille, so it had been there a while, but you go to the neighborhood where it was at and there's just lots of empty lots. Houses either got destroyed or the families couldn't maintain them anymore, but this homeowner was able to keep her house all this time, but it needed a lot of work. And when we got there, there's our previous crews had already fixed up the outside. They got a new roof and new siding. We were working on replacing the flooring just so that she had a place that she could feel comfortable living in and knowing that it was secure and a place to stay. But Back Bay does a whole lot working with that, working with the homeless there. They have a day shelter. They have places for veterans to get back on their feet as they try to re-enter normal society and the struggles that they have. And so it's a great organization that does a lot to work with the people down there and all their various needs.
Thank you for sharing, Ryan, and thank you, church.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Selected verses from Psalm. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
He is Our opening scripture comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, which can be found on page 746 in your pew Bible. Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Ah, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." Let us pray together. O Lord Almighty God, we know that you are good, and that goodness shines through everything that you do with us, how you reveal yourself to us. Lord, we thank you so much for the gift of prayer, that we may speak our hearts to you and you may speak to us. We thank you for the gift of the scriptures, that we may learn more about you. Father, we praise you that you have appointed paths for each of us, good paths, paths according to your will. We thank you for the companions that you have set aside for us. And we thank you that you bring us together today that we might worship you. We pray that your spirit would move among us, that our hearts would be warmed by your presence. Be with our service today now. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have gathered in this place to worship and draw closer to God. We come with the desire to learn more about him, a time to praise and honor him and thank him for all the blessings he gives each one of us. Please stand as you're able, and let's worship God with our opening song as we worship you.
Thank you.
There is no doubt that God is always with us in our comings and our goings, our fears and our failures, our joys and our sorrows, disappointments and celebrations. Each step of our life, He is there. We just need to continually seek Him, the goodness of God.
Called to Campus is a ministry of InterVarsity, one of the campus ministry organizations that St. John's now supports and interacts with. And they have focused in on this Sunday for us to bless and encourage college students and offer prayer for them, not only for today, but for the coming semester and the coming year. To share with you who we're talking about, here is a video, I believe, of 17 college students.
Oh.
If you were able to quickly read along on those slides, we're not only praying for the success of our college students, we're also challenging them to be that friend that watches out for others, to encourage them and look for those opportunities where they can support and offer words of scripture and pray for those new friends that they will meet and spend time with, to engage in the campus ministries and to be ambassadors of Christ. Let's pray over them now. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for the opportunities that lay before the college students that we've just seen their names and seen their pictures and where they're going. Lord, we pray for a new semester, a new school year for them. We pray for the freshmen that will begin and for the seniors that will be ending and looking towards their future. Lord, we pray for each day, each week, each month that goes by, that they would grow in their education, they would grow in their spiritual life, they would grow in development as you have planned for them. Lord, we thank you for them. We pray for their parents and their siblings that will send them forth. Lord, we pray that you would wrap their entire experience with your grace and with your love. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I lost track of how many are actually here this morning, so we'll see how we do on this. If I miss you, let me know. But we have little gift bags for our college students. They're sitting all the way towards the back, so we have one over here for Tyler. In here is a Subway gift card. Hopefully it's enough for you and to take a friend or maybe one parent or a sibling that comes down to lunch. There's also a package of binder clips. I was told that all college students are very well organized and they bind their papers together. But there's also things, words in scripture about being bound together. And so there's a card in there from the congregation. I believe, is that everybody down here below? We have one at least upstairs. Can't be forgotten. And the good thing about a wireless mic is you can hear me wherever I go, and I'm not going to say anything else because I'm out of breath. Should we take these moments just to pause? And we're on to the next.
For our those young men and women heading off to college, but now we take time as a congregation to pray together before our Heavenly Father's throne. So let us bow in prayer. Lord, as we ponder and think on these new starts for these young men and women and how God will use them, we reflect also on our own lives, that you have also created us and redeemed us from sin and also dwell with us, and that we are blessed beyond our understanding. We too are called to follow and serve you in the places that we find ourselves now. And we ask that we not let these everyday places, these everyday interactions that we have be bland or boring, but fresh with new opportunity to witness and to demonstrate your love. Lord, you have placed us in this spot, and we have been called to represent you in this spot, in this community. Lord, in this world, we ask that you would help us to be comfortable being different, comfortable being different from the world and its values. We ask that you'd help us to be faithful to you even when the world seems to offer more fame or riches or security, but we know that you are all in all. Lord, we ask that you help us to be kind even to those who reject you, to be kind to those who are unkind to us, to be kind to those who would even consider our enemies, to show this world a new kind of love, a love that reflects you and your merciful heart. And Lord, help us to remain in prayer, completely dependent on you. Lord, whatever our mission may be, whether it be to help and care and comfort those listed in our bulletin this morning, whether our mission is to tell a family member about Christ's love, or to help a neighbor going through a hard time, or simply praying for others, we ask that you would send your Spirit to help us in this work. Lord, you have given us the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations, but you've also left us with a promise that I'll be with you always, even to the end of this age. Lord, let us rest in this promise as we seek to serve you. And Lord, now we pray that prayer that you have taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I invite the children to come forward for a children's message together.
Thank you.
My sermon hymn is number 379, Take My Life and Let It Be. Since it is asking God to take control of each part of our life, we'll close with an amen. Please rise as you're able.